With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The DNR shortened the wolf harvest season as hunters went well over goals. 216 wolves were harvested in the three-day hunt. That's over the 119 wolf quota set by the state. The DNR is still compiling a lot of data from the hunt, like age and sex of the animals, as well as any hunting violations law enforcement wardens came across. DNR Deputy Chief Warden Matt O'Brien says it was fairly typical for both a wolf season or any of the other state hunting seasons.
By and large, voluntary compliance. Obviously, the short season, a lot of folks were just trying to get out there and have an opportunity to harvest. But like with every season, we've had a handful of events that result in varying levels of enforcement action.
That includes no major conflicts between opposing groups. In the days leading up to the hunt, some groups like Wolf Patrol put out calls on social media for volunteers to monitor hunters.
When I said earlier that this was a standard season, I think that's by and large reflective of the fact that all the user groups seem to be very respectful of one another, and we certainly appreciate that.
Of 216 wolves harvested, 86% were by hunters using hounds, 5% were trappers, the last 9% are classified as other. Starting next week, a new group of Wisconsinites can start receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Teachers and child care workers, anyone in a Medicaid long-term care program, public-facing essential workers, and people who live in congregate living facilities like prisons will be eligible to get vaccinated starting Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the transition to the next phase of the vaccine rollout Thursday afternoon. Julie Willems-Van Dyke is DHS Deputy Secretary. She says half of Wisconsinites 65 and older have received their first vaccine. That was the threshold DHS wanted to reach before moving on to the next phase, but that doesn't mean remaining seniors will be out of luck.
We want to protect you, and we appreciate everything you are doing to educate our children.
Because supply is continuing to increase, people 65 and older should be able to keep receiving vaccines at the same rate. Meanwhile, additional doses of the vaccine can be used for the newly eligible group. Stevens Point State Senator Patrick Teston says his Star-Spangled Banner Act, proposed this week in Madison, is not a means of forced patriotism. The bill would require that the national anthem be played before events or games held at all taxpayer-funded facilities, ranging from Fiserv Forum and Lambeau Field to your local parks and rec sports complex. Teston says he wanted to make sure those who paid for the venue have the chance to honor our country if they want.
Taxpayers have funded these arenas. They should have every opportunity to honor our flag, to honor those men and women who have made so many sacrifices and have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our nation.
Teston says there's nothing in the bill that specifies how the procedures for the anthem should go, just that it should be played in some form. Teston says the bill would also require youth events at taxpayer-funded venues to comply.
I know many of them do around the state already play the anthem, but we just want to make sure that that opportunity is there.
There would be no penalties for violators. Wisconsin Republicans propose a host of changes to absentee voting following last year's election, and they'll face a veto threat from the governor as well as pushback from voting rights advocates. Mike Moen reports.
The bills newly introduced this week would, among other things, require an ID for voting absentee for every election. Current law requires identification only when voting absentee for the first time. They'd also place more restrictions on who can drop off a ballot. Shante Nelson of the nonpartisan group All Voting is Local says it's clear these bills weren't drafted to help marginalized residents take part in elections.
When you draft laws, you have to always think through how does that limit or create access, and these particular laws limit more than they create access.
The bill's GOP sponsors say they want to restore faith in the election system after former President Donald Trump challenged Wisconsin's results over certain absentee voting methods in lawsuits that were rejected by the courts. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has pledged to veto the measures. I'm Mike Moen.
The Three Lakes girls basketball team finished the season as the runner-up in the Division V state championship. The Lady Jays were defeated by Assumption 55-48 in the championship game last night. A post on the Three Lakes School District Facebook page said, "We are so, so proud of you, Lady Jays." The post went on to say, "You've given us all a reason to smile today." This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Partly sunny skies are forecast today, a high of 38 with gusty southwest winds. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.